Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Protesters have taken over the streets of America, from Minnesota to New York City to right here in Los Angeles and many cities in between.
Many Americans are upset, angry, and demanding justice following the death of George Floyd at the hands of a Minnesota cop.
Whew, all right. Welcome to Daily Pop, guys. It's been a very difficult time in this country for obvious reasons. I am Morgan Stewart here with Justin Sylvester via Skype, and Nina Parker is in for Carissa. Justin, you joined the peaceful protest in Los Angeles over the weekend. How was that experience for you?
For me, it started out as an amazing experience, just to see the unity with people from different walks of life, different ages, families coming together in an extremely peaceful way was emotional for me, to be completely honest. And I wanted to share it with everybody, which is why I posted all those photos on social media and posted that video.
Yeah, I talked to you, Justin, yesterday, right after, and then obviously I've been following along and speaking to other people who were out there, and it felt like, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but it felt like everything was peaceful for hours. It wasn't until protesters got to a certain point.
Yes, I think that is completely correct. Mm-hmm. I just want to make sure that people understand the people who are looting and the people who are protesting are two different groups.
Right.
You know, and I think that's been a lot of conflict because I feel like especially people who don't support the protest are running with this narrative like everyone who was protesting just decided to, you know, zip up their backpacks and start looting. And I really don't feel like that's what we've seen. I know Justin wasn't out there doing that. So I feel like this narrative that all of these protesters just became looters is really distracting from the real story. And it's like with anything, when you go to a sporting event, there are always people who come to take advantage of a situation.
Amen. Yeah, it's true. I've heard that before. When a sports team wins a championship, I mean, people go crazy and burn cars then out of excitement. I mean, I just think that was what happened yesterday. Justin, how long were you able to be a part of the protest before it was not peaceful? Were you like an hour?
I started there at 4 p.m. We met right at the Rodeo Drive intersection in Beverly Hills and walked all the way to the Grove. And at about 7 p.m. is when tensions got high, tear gas came out, bullets started flying, the first cop car set on fire. And, you know, when things went left, I went right home. I was like, I got to get out of here. I got to get to peace. I got to get to a calm, peaceful place because you could tell it was going to escalate into something that I and a lot of people weren't looking to be a part of.
Right.
And I heard from so many people yesterday who just continuously felt like there were also people who were there with bad intentions that had no part of the earlier protest, because I definitely heard it went on for hours very peacefully. We've seen there were so many peaceful videos, and a lot of those were not shared. So I'm really happy that we're sharing yours, because I do feel like there is a narrative that it was aggressive from the start, and that just wasn't the case.
I saw that as well.
There were people out there like Jamie Foxx, Ariana Grande, Halsey. There were some celebrities that were actually involved in the mix as well. And a lot more have been speaking out and posting, but not everybody feels like they're doing enough. CNN's Don Lemon actually called for celebrities to get involved and be more seen. Take a look.
By me calling out your name, that doesn't mean I'm calling you out. It means I love you, Ellen. Oprah.
Means I love you, Oprah. And I know they give millions of dollars to charity every year. But I mean your visibility in helping speak out for these people, these young kids. That's what I'm talking about. And you may be doing something that I don't know about. And if you are, then I apologize. I want to see you, Tracee Ellis Ross. I want to see you, Tyler Perry. I want to see you, Drake. I want to see all of you. I want to see you, my friend Anthony Anderson. I love you. I love all of you. I want to see you doing this. I want to see you, Diddy, out there doing this. I want to see you, Jane Fonda, who I love and respect. I want to see you out here fighting for these kids.
He feels like basically they should be doing more. Do you guys agree?
You know, I agree in the sense that Don knows what this needs to make a bigger impact. And that's a leader mm-hmm. who has a voice, who people are going to listen to. And I think looking back at the Women's March, we saw all these celebrities put their faces on things, talk at rallies. He just wants that same support and that same energy that people have for the Women's March to be here doing the same thing. And I feel like sometimes other celebrities have to call out other celebrities to make sure that they come through when people need them, not just when they need people to buy their products or watch their TV shows or buy their albums.
Yeah, and I don't even think it's necessarily him calling people out. I think he's just stating names that have a huge impact, have huge audiences, that have the responsibility. If they're going to be in the position that they're in, somebody like Ellen, who's hosted a show mm-hmm. for millions of years, who is obviously a lesbian herself and has faced her own form of oppression, I mean, these are the people that need to come forward immediately to show their support. And I think he's just saying, like, guys, like, where are you right now? Like, this is on you to speak mm-hmm. up for this. I mean, Taylor Swift spoke out and wrote it. I mean, I just feel like no matter how small, if you have a micro following or a massive following, and I learned that myself over the weekend, you must make your point of view clear. No matter if you say the right thing completely or not.
100%.
I'm conflicted. I have to say I'm conflicted because for me, it's like I do want people to speak out. Like, I'm a huge advocate of people speaking out. And at the same time, I have to say that the bar, especially I have to tell you over this last weekend, I was disappointed by a lot of celebrities. I was disappointed mm-hmm. by what a lot of them were saying or were not saying. Some of them even, you know, blaming the protesters for things. And it just felt like some of the messages lost because some of them are so disconnected from reality. And a part of me is like, I don't even know if I want to hear from you at this point. But, you know, I do feel like we need to hear something. But now I feel like in more than any time, I'm like, maybe there are some people that I had too high on a pedestal.
100%. But listen to what Beyonce had to say. Take a look at this.
We need justice for George Floyd. We all witnessed his murder in broad daylight. We're broken and we're disgusted. We cannot normalize this pain. And I'm not only speaking to people of color. If you're white, black, brown, or anything in between, I'm sure you feel hopeless by the racism going on in America right now. No more senseless killings of human beings. There have been too many times that we've seen these violent killings and no consequences. Yes, someone's been charged, but justice is far from being achieved. Please sign the petition and continue to pray for peace, compassion, and healing for our country.
You know, Nina, I heard what you said right before this clip went into, and you said that you were waiting and that you were kind of disappointed that celebrities hadn't come out because, you know, maybe, you know, X, Y, and Z. But I want to tell you, and I want to tell everybody out there that it's never too late. This fight is not over. People will be protesting and we will be fighting for this until we get some change. So it's not too late. Things can happen
absolutely
in the next week, next 2 weeks, next 3 weeks. So anybody, if you have anything to say, say it whenever you feel comfortable.
No, 1,000%. I want people to speak out. And right now it's hard because, you know, emotions are involved and you're angry and you're hurting. So I think people are afraid because people are angry or hurt. They're afraid of what they're going to say. And I know that we'll get into that a little bit later. So, you know, obviously I want people to speak out. But I will say there have been some things where I'm like, maybe read a little bit first, though. Just do your research. Just research a little bit before you start putting conspiracy theories out there and saying things that actually could be damaging to the movement.
100%.
Very well said. All right, coming up, the social media post that has the country divided, plus how you can support the cause after the break.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery
starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Many celebrities, including J-Lo, are posting this meme that says it's not black versus white, it's everyone versus racist. And clearly not everybody agrees. There are critics that say this is a black issue, and saying that it's not misses the point. So I have to ask the question, Justin, why do you think people are afraid to just call this a black issue?
I think the world just got so PC in the last 3 years. Words that we can say, what we can't say, people can't say black, now they can say black. I think it just divided us all. And I think what the easiest thing to do is make this a human rights issue. So everybody can feel like they're a part of the issue, they're a part of the problem, and they're also a part of the change.
But isn't that the problem, though? Because it's really not a human rights issue. It's really about black people being mistreated. And I think that that was really one of, and I spoke to you about this earlier, Justin, that I was also just sort of conflicted about, because I got so many messages on social media that are like, it's all lives matter. And nobody's saying that all lives don't matter. We also, we want human beings to be treated accordingly, but black people are not treated equally. And that is why there is the issue.
Yeah, but the people using All Lives Matter are using it to defend what's happening in this country. For me, I'm going to give it my own personal, you know, testimonial. When I went to the Women's March, it's not because I had an ovary or I even experienced anything close to what some of the women had experienced in Me Too. I was there because people felt like they weren't being heard and they weren't being treated equal. And I went there and supported, and that's how I felt. It wasn't a women's issue to me. It was an issue that I'd never, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. And that's kind of why I'm, when Me Too was going on, it's still going on, when it was, you know, the Women's March, I don't feel like there was anybody who was like, well, what about the Man's March? Men matter. You know, men too. Like, you know, you had a couple of trolls, but not a full movement like this. I feel like as soon as someone posts something that says Black Lives Matter, you're instantly inundated with hashtags that say All Lives Matter. And it's insane to me, because I feel like if we're marching for, you know, AIDS, there are people coming in with posters that say, but what about cancer? So I'm so confused as to why it's a problem to say, you know, Black Lives Matter. I'm also confused as to this kind of, like, to me, watered down post to say, oh, it's everybody versus racist, because most people will not admit to being racist. If you go up to the majority of people, they're going to say they're not racist. So this is just an easy way to get away without saying I support Black Lives Matter.
No.
Right.
Look, I agree with you, but I also feel like, and I've said this to people who call me and say, I don't feel comfortable saying this. I feel like I'm going to get a little bit of backlash. Can I say this? Can I say that? And my response to them is and will always be, post what you think will get the conversation started, but say their names and say what happened to them and just post whatever you think. Whether it's two hands holding, whether it's the Black Lives Matter poster, post anything. I just personally want to get the conversation started. And when it came to the Women's March, not everybody could get down with Me Too, because everyone, you know, people said, oh my God, they went into that hotel room. Well, they didn't stop it. They wanted the role. But when it became bigger and it became about equality and pay and discrimination and harassment, people were willing to flood in. I just don't want to make it sound like it's only our problems, because it's not only our problems. Because guess
what? No, it's definitely not.
No, of course not. It's not only our problem, but I think there's a specific systemic issue that is not necessarily being addressed by the erasure of the word black. And I need people to be able to say black with their whole chest and understand that this is why this is a complete issue. Don't water us down, because as soon as if the issue is, well, it's a human issue, it's this, that's when it's like, no, let's have this conversation. Let's talk about this. That's why I just think it's important to be specific.
Yeah, but we have to remember 2 years ago, we were mad that people were saying black and we wanted it to change. And now we're saying—
I wasn't mad that people were saying black.
Me either. I was down for it. But the politically correct people wanted black to be out of there and wanted African-American. Now we're like, hey, we want you to say black. We have to get together as a nation. And it seems like the easiest way to do that is to fight injustice and fight equality on a human basis. That's how I—
and yeah. I just, and I completely agree with you. I just don't want people to be trepidatious about getting involved, because I feel like, especially now in this climate, and I'm a little angry. I'm a lot angry about what I'm seeing. So I'm like, you got to be 10 toes down in this fight with us. Like, it's— you can't be cute. You can't— it can't be one little Instagram post and then I'm out, and then now I'm posting brunch. Like, be 10 toes down in this fight, because I promise you, if you are not worried about black lives, your life will be affected too.
Right.
Morgan, say black. Say black, Morgan.
Black. No, but I think, and I said this to you guys before, I know that we're running out of time, but I agree. I do think it is a black issue. The reason that the entire country is in a uproar right now is because a black man died. Not a white person, not another person of color, any other race. So that, I think, is the most important thing to take away. Somebody black died, and that is why the entire country is erupting. So I think that you need to call that out specifically. All right, up next, the devastating impact racism can have on children and how to talk to your kids about it.
Say black, Morgan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We actually have a line that we do at our house. We practice this thing. What is it?
I'm Ariel Sky Williams. I'm 8 years old. I'm unarmed, and I have nothing that will hurt you.
It's just kind of a thing we practice at our house.
For some reason, people of color have always been a target by the police.
Before they became a policeman, they were a person. And that person took all their ideas and all their thoughts and all their prejudice into their job.
Why would a police officer assume that you did something bad?
Maybe because of my skin color.
So don't always assume that all of them are bad.
Mm-hmm. But always. But all you see on the news and in newspapers, and it keeps happening. It's just in a different way.
That was a video from The Cut showing how some parents are explaining police brutality to their young children. I mean, that is very, very, very powerful to watch. What do you guys think?
This reminds me of the time that Gabrielle Union said that she and Dwayne Wade had to sit their kids down and really explain to them, just because you're rich and just because your dad is Dwayne Wade does not mean that you are exempt from what happens into this country. And I think it's important that parents do sit with their kids, not only black parents, but white parents, Asian parents, Latin parents, and just explain the meaning of humanity and racism and what really happens in this country.
Yeah, and I agree with you, Justin, but I do want to take it back to black parents having this conversation, because I think that it's funny to me, because it, and funny in a sad way, is that when I talk about these types of experiences that I had, I don't know if you had that conversation with your parents, but I, you know, my counterparts, like Morgan, I don't know if you ever had a conversation with your parents about the police as a child. Did you?
Neither of my parents at any point were like, you need to be fearful of the police, you need to be careful, you need to, never. And that just goes to show, right?
Yeah, I mean, you had the conversation, Justin. But I just think that it just, sometimes I think people forget we're kind of living in two Americas. Like, there are people who have completely different experiences. They can go their whole life and not have a negative experience. So I think, you know, it definitely shows, like, how powerful that can be. And it's disheartening that we still have to have these types of conversations.
For sure. But I think there are a lot of conversations that parents don't like to have with their kids, and we need to start changing that. Even when it becomes consent, boys need to have a conversation with their parents about
Absolutely.
What it is for a girl to say yes or no. And girls need to know it's okay if you don't want to do something, you can walk away. And it's not something you should be ashamed of if anything happens. I think there's a wide range of conversations that we hear and we don't hear that people don't or do have with their kids.
For sure. And I know we have so much to pack in such a short amount of time. So before we go to the break, we have to talk about the impact of social media, because obviously that's just been a really hot point right now. Do you guys feel pressure to post, especially right now? Have you felt pressure to post about Black Lives Matter, about what we're dealing with, what happened to George Floyd? Do you feel pressure to post right now?
I don't know if I necessarily felt pressured to post. I wanted to post from the moment that anything transpired. I just was a little bit maybe hesitant and insecure about what to post, because I definitely did not want to say the wrong thing, because it was something that I was enraged by. I was disgusted by. It was not something that I wanted to just stand back and be idle about. I wanted to use my voice. But I said this to you guys earlier. You know, I came from a place of like, well, do people care that I have anything to say about this? Am I just kind of jumping on this sort of bandwagon? I also didn't want to seem like, you know, I have a lot of girls that I follow that are all really saying great messages, but I had a fear initially, like, I don't want to seem inauthentic. I don't want to seem like this is something that's affecting me or that I could ever really understand what it's like. But that was the moment that I was like, you need to put yourself out there so that people do realize that, you know, what's going on is not okay. Right. And you are not okay with it.
Right. So, sure. I also want to point out, it's not just about the people posting. If you see somebody out there who has posted something in defense of what is going on, you don't need to jump in their comments and be Karens and troll them and say, oh, you don't know how they feel, or you don't know what's going on, or how do you know? I hate the comment pirates. And I'm going to call you out right now, because there are Karens living in all of our comments at every moment of the day.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. And I feel like for me, I was more feeling like, how can you see this and not say anything? You know, for me, just as a human being, you don't have to be Black to know what the difference between right and wrong. So I was really confused initially when things were especially bubbling, and there were people who I consider friends who just were completely silent or posting about the new clothes that they bought. I just found that very confusing, because I felt like if, you know, they had a serious issue that was close to them, that they would want me to say something. So I feel like, you know, whether it's just you saying, I don't know what to say, but I'm here, I think it's important that your voice is heard.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, there are so many ways to have this conversation, but there's a lot of ways to get involved. And a lot of people are wondering, how do I start? Where do I get involved? So we wanted to make some, you know, information accessible to you. You can fight for change and visit the NAACP.org, also the MinnesotaFreedomFund.org, BlackLivesMatter.com, ColorOfChange.org, and there's also Black Visions Collective. These organizations can help you figure out what your next steps can be, or if you just need to get information together to be able to have these uncomfortable conversations with your friends. That is it for us today. Daily Pop will see you tomorrow.
And don't be a comment, Karen.